Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
See, look at that. It took 3 hours. Now. 3 hours to do that graffiti on my back.
Go that ahead, Lou, now.
See them titties? That's right.
See them titties?
That's right. And once again, Asante, you've centered yourself right on the hashtag this week. It's actually, that's right. I started to make it see them titties, but I feel like that was a little too risque, and I just backed off.
Yeah.
But this week, that was a clip of a comedian, Lunel, who was doing an interview on The Breakfast Club long, long time ago. And she was referencing a shoot that she did in Penthouse. Now, we've seen Lunel, and she looks like a penthouse, but she posed for penthouse, too. And so I think that it is so beautiful that she has such a sense of pride. Ooh. And when she was sharing the photos, and she had art directed another shoot where she, I thought it was really dope that she wanted, she described her intention in picking and choosing the models that were featured in the spread. And she said she wanted, you know, a darker complexion Black woman because that was rare. And she wanted a redheaded white girl as opposed to the traditional blonde or brunette choice.
Okay.
And she said a guy that looked like Fabio.
Okay.
So, a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. The point is, you know what I'm saying? Lunel made choices and she's full of pride. So when she was showing them the work that she had done with Penthouse, she said, you see that? You see them titties? That's right. That's right. And I felt that in my soul.
You saw the shoot?
No, I wasn't going to look.
Mm-mm. Amazing.
I did not want to see Lunel, you know, and I didn't want to see the mural. So anyway, the point is, you have to have a sense of pride.
He's the one that brought it up, he don't
want to
look.
Whatever it is that you want to highlight and showcase that you're proud of, say it and then follow it up with, that's right. If it's your kids, you know, who might be bad.
Okay,
and
this
they ain't got
the
in
back.
Trouble
just
all
look
year,
at this one.
You know what I'm saying? Highlight that and say that's right.
He don't even want to look at this one. This ain't even the bad
and
one.
And with that being said, and
that's
most
really
importantly
pretty.
Understood, I would like to move on to the QTNAs, which is questions that need answers and questions that niggas is asking.
So you're
question
not
one, because
like
the audience
question.
Can't see, they
like,
can hear.
I like how Dustin won't
so question
even look.
One, this, it says.
This is how you draw the boat, friend.
Is it true that this past weekend at the OWN Network End of Summer Party in Atlanta, Georgia, two people were sort of distracted while in line for face painting? And when they realized they were standing side by side and one of them would have to wait behind the other, Carissa from Greenleaf felt a slight but stern stomp on her foot and looked down into the eyes of Candy's baby, Ace Wells Tucker, who stared for 2 seconds before he said, I'm going first next. Is it true? Carissa from Greenleaf and Ace Wells Tucker look alike, moving right the fuck along.
Please.
Question two. Is it true that Aoki, daughter of Russell and Kimora Simmons, keeps getting into street fights because people see her chunky ass little brother and tell her, damn, that baby fat? Is it true? Question three. Question tres. Is it true that recent groom, okay, this recent groom, who's also a poet laureate, okay, Fetty Wap, all right, you know he just got married,
did
right?
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. He is off the market.
All right.
That one too.
Who did he marry?
Okay. Is it true that he almost didn't get married after all because the judge thought he kept winking after he said, I do.
Oh, my God.
Like he was kidding and really didn't mean it until somebody had explained what was going on. Is it true? And with those things being asked and most importantly understood, I would like to welcome everyone to the friend zone. Your weekly look. Get it? Into all things mental health,
God.
Mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Who in the hell wants to watch you brain? Hey, friend, how
Hi.
You doing?
You know, speaking of weddings, funny story. My little cousin got married this weekend.
Hey. Shout out to your little cousin.
She got married in a castle upstate. Isn't that cute?
Ooh,
fly.
It was very fly.
Yes, we got married in a castle upstate.
But to show you how small the New York City, Puerto Rican, and Dominican scene is, which is that side of the family for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk in, and she was marrying Meryl's cousin.
What?
So he's there. It turned into like a Twitter meet and greet.
Wow.
But it was really funny. And if somebody got the bright idea of letting Meryl do the speech at the reception.
Oh, no.
And he told my little cousin and her new husband in front of her parents and his parents that his advice as a married man is to make sure you pull out for the first 2 years.
Wow.
I was sitting there like, oh my God.
I mean,
he said it's Meryl, not Meros. Okay.
I didn't want to look at anybody's face. I literally was looking at the wall, but it turned into Jesus and Meryl very quickly in the reception.
I love it. I love it.
But it was cute. Congratulations to my little cousin. It was so emotional when you've known someone since they were like a baby and now they're grown getting married. Very, very emotional.
What you wear to the wedding, friend?
This super cute, like long, flowy, and it was like high neck. Bohemian style dress
that looks good on you. Was it a print or a solid
print?
Okay. Colors,
fall colors. Ooh. Like earth tones with like dark purples and, you know, nudes and creams. It was really beautiful.
Didn't nobody try to rake your leaves, girl? You look like the fall colors.
You know how men get at weddings. They get all emotional and vulnerable. I was like,
okay. Especially see that when they see that long flowing fall colors. Okay.
But it was nice spending time with my family. I saw cousins that I haven't seen in like 15 years.
Yes.
You know, it was nice to get together and then not be a funeral. Yes. I have that kind of family.
Unless somebody starts something. Because it could turn into that real quick, man, okay? At this point in your life.
At
you know what I'm saying?
But luckily,
so I'm glad you had fun.
For the most part, everyone played it cool.
Good.
We got along.
Good.
It was very, very nice. So I was very happy about
that.
Yes.
Word to holy matrimony.
Amen.
So, Dustin, you said that you have this week's Black Business.
I definitely have a Black Business this week. And I'm so excited to share it. Actually, one of my homies from Atlanta, Georgia. His name is Benji. His Instagram account is Benji Chasin, B-E-N-J-I Chasin, C-H-A-S-I-N. And he is the credit guru.
Mm.
He runs a credit repair company, where he is a specialist called Incredible Credit. Their website is www.incrediblecreditfix.com. And that's where you can find all things related to their business and how you can be down. We live in a climate where people really need to take advantage of their financial positioning. And they need to have options available. And the quickest way to that is to have as good of credit as you can get. And so sometimes you need a little help, and that's just real. All right.
Amen.
So this is a great place for you to go. I know this nigga, and I'm very proud of the work that he's been doing. He's been seeing so much success in the Atlanta area and really all over.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's really doing great things for his family. Just really a good guy. So support that. Remember, you guys, go to incrediblecreditfix.com. And you will see everything that you need to see in order to be down with that there. And tell Benji Dustin sent you. You came from the friend zone.
Hey. Sweetness.
And that's our Black Business of this here week.
Perfect. Ready for the recap?
Yeah.
So on last week's episode titled Arrested Development, we discussed a recent study claiming that 24-year-olds should still be considered teenagers by law, extending adolescence due to the many factors contributing to their failure to launch into adulthood. As always, a lot of you had a lot to say. So who stood out to you,
Asante? Did you watch the show Arrested Development, by the way?
Back in the day, yeah. Sort of. It wasn't really my thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Spidey. I'd come in and out.
Spidey.
Yeah, same.
Right.
It like rung some bells, but it wasn't one of the
They brought it back on Hulu, right?
I think so, probably. Yeah, but I did.
They did. Because I remember their cast got, like, in trouble. Did you ever see... Not in trouble, but there was, like... Someone on that cast got in trouble. I forgot what it was. Something
was like
that happened. It was, like, a sexual assault something.
Oh, hell no.
Was it the Seventh Heaven Daddy? No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I got to look it up. I'll find it. But go ahead.
All right, sorry. Anyway... In the emails, no one particularly gave me permission to use their name, so I'll be using them this week.
That's all the more reason to do it.
Well, this first one, well, they teachers, so I was like...
You ain't say nothing, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah! So I'm going to just name them at random. I actually will be...
Do give, like Crystal does. Just give them a fake name.
Oh, I'm going to give... So this is Amy Ruth. So, you know, because you know Amy Ruth's up in Harlem. So Amy Ruth writes in Arrested Development teacher thoughts. Hey guys, I love listening to this show. I just finished listening to this episode. This is my 11th year as a high school teacher, and these kids have changed so much. They are aware of so much, yet still suffering from some major gaps. Mm. They know all about cultural theories and ideas such as gender slash sexual rights and class divisions. But at the same time, the analog world is lost to them. I don't think extended adolescence would do them any good. These young adults are capable, and we need to give them a chance to figure this world out. We have to trust them as they can trust themselves. There's another email here. I thought that was really important because it was a teacher looking at the perspective, but she was even like, I don't know about that. But kind of going along with the college thing, I want to read this comment. This is this person also didn't say about their name, so I will call this person Melba. Melba writes Generation Bonk or Bonk.
Bonk.
Is it Bonk or Bonk? It's B-O-O-N-K.
Bonk.
So, Bonk. Okay.
Like Bonk and Hennessy.
Okay, so Bonk. Okay, so boom. I can't believe I just said that. Anyway, hey guys, I'm currently a high school English teacher in an inner city school in LA, so these findings really resonated with me. Though I do agree with Dustin that these lazy-ass kids need to get their ass up and do something. I've been noticing that the current teen generation struggles with literacy significantly. Mm-hmm. Most of my students aren't reading and writing at grade level, and while the contributing factors vary and aren't solely attributed to the students and their parents, their lack of motivation to overcome these this hardship when they're presented with resources blows my mind. I'm taken aback that these little motherfuckers can spend all day on their phones on someone's DMs, but can't even craft a coherent sentence. Honestly, their lack of literacy skills should be a public health crisis, as literacy is critical to navigating society and ultimately achieving independence. This is why I now call them Generation Boonk, named after the internet dickhead Boonk Gang. Pray for the y'all. Love, Melba. So, yes, I thought that was interesting that both teachers were showing us that this is a struggle, and they're both long-term teachers, and how interesting that is. And we've been talking a lot about technology advancing very fast rate. So it's also very scary because, you know, technology, these smartphones actually are smarter than us. And I think it's funny on a very small scale when you're in the Uber and everybody always follows the directions on the map. But you remember back in the day, you would get in a yellow cab and you'd have to, like, back in the day, if the yellow cab was stopped for you, before the green cab and all that, they would argue with you sometimes about the best route because you just knew.
Oh, gosh.
So, like, now we don't know anything. We allow Google Maps and Waze to just dictate where we go. And sometimes those ways aren't the quickest way, or sometimes they're regulating you to stop some other shit. And I'd be, and just a small conspiracy theorist, when you be watching the movies and people be controlling the light so they can get through sometimes, I wonder how many times you just driving and some light been controlled or a train been controlled.
I got mad at my Uber driver this weekend because I had to go downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where I live. Mm-hmm. Why did he take me from where I live up to 170-something?
What?
To then get on the Hudson. And I said, why are you going
all
up?
All the way up.
If I'm going down. And he goes, this is the fastest route. I'm like, what are you talking about?
According to who?
You can go to 125th enter the Hudson, right? Like,
right there.
But he was like arguing with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I don't even have the like bandwidth right now. So I was like, just whatever. He took me to 178th.
Remember, they did that shit that night we were going home.
The same, literally the same path.
The same wound.
Yeah.
Because
they've done
that
a few times, because they did that a time before too, and I don't
know
what
they do that.
I have no idea, but I'd be arguing with them, and some a friend of mine told me, he was like, you know, I corrected this path so many times that now finally GPS does it, and I'm like, that's annoying as hell that you actually had to do that, because there used to be like a weird turn that they would always tell you to do, and I'm like, this is so weird, it's telling you to do this, and this is right there, and
so
I would always argue, just stop right there, I'm gonna just hop out.
Anyways, so
yes.
On
what you got,
SoundCloud,
friend?
I actually have
you in the SoundCloud
a couple.
Streets?
I am. Ooh. So Liv Gordon says, I too am a middle school teacher, and it is crazy how much students are into their phones. I love this, that we're getting emails from teachers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're walking in between classes with their phones. In the mornings before school, they all just sit around on their phones, not walking around and talking to other kids. Definitely a struggle, especially when it comes to their ability to focus in class. So I've wondered that too. Like, could you imagine if we had had these smartphones while we were in school? Definitely would have been problematic. Because I know for a fact I would have been scrolling through Twitter.
Thank God.
Hells yeah.
And Instagram, especially during math class.
Thank God it was only Snake.
Right. I'm like, I don't even remember what phone I had when I was in high school.
I remember.
I had a flip phone that was like this, like,
a Nextel,
this like
I
copper
think.
Looking phone. Hard to explain.
Was it that first Sprint?
Yes.
Remember that? It was like,
and
a,
it was like Sprint.
It was almost a pewterish looking. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
That gray one? Mm-hmm. That
it was
gray
like
one?
A copper gray brown.
With that square screen.
Yes.
And it went up above it. Like the first Sprint phone.
It wasn't like a full flip. It was like a half flip. Yeah.
The screen stayed intact and it stayed stationary. And
with
that came
front,
up above to become
part.
Your earbud.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. That was that first Sprint
How
phone.
How did we all have that phone? Mm-hmm.
Then I had got that Nextel. Remember the i1000 Plus? Yeah. And your plan, it would be $30 a month. You get 300 minutes and unlimited direct connect.
Remember when you had to you had to wait till 9 o'clock to
to use your minutes? Hell yeah, I wish you would. Your mama paying your bill.
Yo, you have to wait till 9 o'clock to use your minutes.
Well, look, where my mama was bougie, she paid for the extra, so our minutes always started at 7. And we had unlimited outgoing. So people be like, you got to call me right back. I'm like, I got you. So I was always calling people first because I was like, they're not going to call me. Like, you know you're not going to hear from me because my mama getting on me about the bill.
Remember how dope you felt when you first got a call waiting on your phone?
Oh, what? Yes. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
And caller ID.
Hell
the
yeah.
The little box.
Yes.
But let me tell you, my mama, we've been with AT&T, so we had the first like merging. Like it wasn't like, click over and call them. Like, just tell them to call me and then I'm going to just merge them in.
Mm-hmm.
And
then, I don't know if I ever had
it was called,
not in the house phone.
It was called group calling. And
three-way. Like a three-way on your house
phone. I know
phone.
I did it in the cell, but I don't remember doing that in the house.
You click over and call.
On the house phone,
and
if
you
had...
click back over.
But, and if you couldn't add them in that way, if you had two lines, we had a conference button on our thing, too. Mm-hmm. So you could just conference them in.
I'm dead. Yo, we are old.
So old.
Anyway, so, okay, that was one.
Look, these kids really won't understand that, though. They're going to be like, what?
But actually, the schools need to take a... you know, taking a little bit deeper of a dive. Mm-hmm. The schools need to take that into accountability when they structure like these kids' day. If they know the motherfucker's going to be on their phones, organize something so that you can have them actively involved while they're on their phones. Create like a morning news thing or whatever where kids got to pull articles from, you know, Twitter and shit and, you know, make it have a live feed in the cafeteria or something that they can contribute to, like engage them.
Right,
if you know that's what it is.
Right.
I saw a video clip, because, you know, it's been the first day of school or basically last week or whatever for a lot of students. I saw a clip where this teacher had themed her classroom into like a
Harry
teen
Potter,
club.
Right? Oh, that was another one.
This one was like a teen club, Fran, and the whole classroom was lit up with a black light. There was red carpet outside the front and a velvet rope that the students ran. And you checked in. That's how they did attendance. You checked in at the door, coming into
so
the day.
Cute.
It was so cute. Those are the types of things that, and I know teachers don't have any fucking resources. They don't make no money. So we're going to have to drain the educational swamp. Betsy Demons, or whatever her name is, that demon, white demon, racist devil. I can't stand her. She's got to go.
Demons.
Let me get off my soapbox.
So M.A. Logan says, before the episode went into full description, I knew the kids they were talking about. When I first went to FAMU, it was my first time seeing true black wealth. It was a clear class difference in the classroom work ethic. While I was busting my ass getting to class, even in hurricanes, they were on Twitter saying they didn't feel like going. And those were usually the ones that dropped out early, were home every other weekend, and their maturation post-college was a lot lower. So, I mean, that's something to consider, how it's a class conversation as well, regardless of race. You know what it made me think of, too, when I was listening back? We'll have to do a separate episode on that. But even, like, the opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know how, like, now they're starting to take it seriously and trying to pass laws and talking about how serious it is. I thought about it today because, random connection, but Cheska Lee sent me a Keith Haring workout outfit that she copped. And
so
she was
cute.
Like, look, you know, I thought of you. And so we got into a convo like why I love Keith Haring so much. So I told her when I was little, the park I used to play in, they had the Crack is Whack mural.
The
big red one that he made. And so he's like imprinted kind of in my memory from when I was little. I would just see that mural every day. So that's why I have him like all over my house and stuff. But me and her got into a convo about like how wild that is. It's yes. your little kid playing on a mural that says crack is whack. Right. And just that being the sign of those times. And then now with the opioid crisis, it's like now they care. Even though opioid this is something that's been happening.
Hmm? Feeling opioid is filling a void. I'm trying to figure out like a jingle. Not a jingle. A catchphrase. Like crack is whack. Opioid is
dopioid.
A keloid. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know. Keloid. That's why I'm not an artist.
Justin,
like that.
Who'd you find in the Twitter streets with?
Opioids and opioid.
Y'all, I have laughed so hard this week on Twitter.
Oh, Lord.
They have been. I'm only gonna so share two silly. Tweets.
First one is from Cash Dial. Someone Cash tweeted Dial. Her and asked her who her writer was. She quoted the tweet and said, Aikisha Knight, which we know is her given name.
Yes.
So the fact that she let them know that way, I thought was cute. Shout out to Cash Dial. Her Cash new album, Dial. Stacked, drops October 4th. Ooh, I can't nice. Wait.
I know it's you can't.
Okay, second tweet, because I'm only giving two. Sometimes this goes on.
She
got to
put
on.
You in the video.
She
for
really
real.
Does, for real.
Real.
Cash Dial, I hope you're listening. I want to be in your video. I don't give a damn what it is. I want to be in the video, Cash Dial. Please.
For real.
You Cash Dial. So please.
Every time I see a thing of Cash Dial, I think about you.
Thank you, Cash Dial.
Each and every time. I think I rep Cash Dial really hard because of you, honestly.
It makes me feel
That's
so
how
good.
I found out about her music.
See? That's why I need to be in that video, Cash Dial. Anyway, moving on. Second tweet I want to talk about. This is the last one, actually. Comes from Carlo at KAR_LO, who quoted a video of Tokyo Tony smoking a blunt listening to Nipsey Hussle, who knew. And he quoted the video with the caption, "When you finally got the fuck." Now, here's why that's funny, because you know Tokyo Tony, mother of Black China, has gone viral recently for a clip of her arguing with Black China saying, "I'm ready to get the fuck ASAP after this shit." So that has now gone viral. It's a new catchphrase.
Did you send me that login?
For the show? Uh-huh. No, you gave it to me.
Oh, okay. Have you been watching?
No, not yet.
It's
I've
must
been catching
see
the
TV.
Vibe. But did you or see the first
TV.
Comment
phone
under
TV.
That video?
No, what did
Somebody
it say?
Somebody was like, "Look, y'all, it's the rocket hair."
Yeah, she got on that so rocket
oh my
hair.
God. What?
So rocket.
So
yeah.
rocket.
Oh my God.
Said, "Look, y'all, she got on the rocket hair."
Okay, that Diana Ross in Central Park so wig. Sweet. I love it. So, but shout out to them. That was so funny to see Tokyo Tony relaxed and, you know, smoking a blunt, enjoying Nipsey Hussle, really feeling the lyrics. And for them to say that she had finally got the fuck, I laughed for hours. Y'all know that kind of shit makes me laugh. So that's
Rock
it.
Your head took me out.
That's it. You only giving us one today?
Yep. That's it.
That's it. Okay. So. I'm going to wear my Soul Rocket hair.
Oh, my God. Man, I'm going to pass out.
Santana had some Soul Rocket hair on. No, not that one. Saucy Santana.
Oh, my God.
Now, she in distress. Shout out to Saucy Santana. But Santana had a Soul Rocket wig on. Yeah. I love that song. Y'all know I love Walk 'em Like a Dog. Walk 'em Like a Dog, sis. Walk 'em Like a Dog. That's hilarious.
Oh, God. So y'all ready to jump into this week's episode?
Yeah. Yes.
So we're going to keep it light. We haven't done a music episode in a long time. And look what inspired this week's episode. So I was on Twitter and I saw that a fan hit up Lloyd Banks. Y'all know Lloyd Banks.
Somebody done jumped on Lloyd Banks.
No, they tweeted him.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, basically they were like, you know, "Are you going to bless us true fans with one more body of work?" And he responded, "Let's be real. Ain't nobody checking for Banks anymore."
Oh,
and I was like, that's like hurt my heart, you know.
I like Banks.
I love
She's
Banks.
A great artist.
Dustin Ooh. Ross.
Why would he shade her like that? That's the problem in the industry,
baby.
I thought he was gonna say, "Life's too short."
Oh my God.
Dustin. So Lloyd Banks of G Unit fame.
How many albums did Lloyd Banks have?
I don't even know. That's actually
How
a good question.
How many songs
is
King name?
How many what?
Songs in his King name.
So I was...
See, ain't nobody checking for Banks no more.
No, listen,
right.
First
I like
of all,
Banks.
G-Unit was massive.
Yeah.
So G-Unit. His core audience is still huge for him. Like, think of the money he would make if he just did a tour catering to them. So he should definitely come back, especially if they're asking on Twitter. But that's besides the point. It just reminded me of how many artists are probably feeling that way. You know, artists that we love that maybe haven't been able to catch on to this new wave or just don't really know how to align with the sound of today, with the youth of today, and just haven't really been able to get back out there. So I hit you guys and I was like, let's do a music episode where we talk about artists that either were like virtually unknown that we thought were amazing, people we just wanted to give flowers to, or even songs. Because once I started going down my rabbit hole trying to find songs for today, low-key, I was cracking up at how many random-ass songs we know. And I was like, you know, even people being called one-hit wonders, which is kind of annoying because people will have full bodies of work that are amazing, but people will base their entire career on that one song that happened to hit the Billboard charts, which is really annoying. And think about it. Even someone like Amel LaRue is considered a one-hit wonder. And that's insane. Like, she's incredible. How many projects of hers I, like, swear by. So I thought we would do that and talk today and give some people their flowers. So who wants to start?
I think you should start, friend.
I should start?
Yes, ladies first. Give us a taste of what you've been missing. Native creates safe, simple, effective products that people use every day. Their products are filled with trusted ingredients, and their natural deodorant is no different. Native deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc, and it's with ingredients found in nature, such as coconut oil, shea butter, and tapioca starch. It comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and women, plus they release a new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. Their classic deodorant scents include coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. And for those with sensitivities, Native has an unscented formula and a baking soda-free formula too.
All right!
Making the switch to a natural deodorant does not mean having to sacrifice on odor or wetness protection. Native is proof. There's a reason why it has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and it's also no risk to try it. Native offers free shipping and free returns and exchanges in the USA. Now, Native deodorant is very cool because, you know, they have those really nice scents. They're really nice, like the lavender and rose, and they also have the cucumber and mint. They're really cute, so I think you should give them a try if you want to give some a natural deodorant. And again, they have the baking soda free one. So these are things you should all check out if this is the something that you're trying to get into. So for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code FRIENDZONE during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com, promo code FRIENDZONE for 20% off your first purchase.
After all the summer barbecuing and eating out on vacation, I'm ready to get back into my habit of eating what's good for me. But finding time to look for recipes, get to the grocery store, and meal prep makes it so overwhelming, and that's what's great about Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest makes it easier than ever to get back into the habit of eating more fruit and vegetables with thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted food that can be prepared in less than 5 minutes. Fill your box with more than 65 different options like ready-to-blend smoothies, hearty soups, and savory harvest bowls. Each Daily Harvest cup takes one step to prepare with room for customization. All of Daily Harvest ingredients are sourced and selected for maximum nourishment, my favorite, and peak season flavor.
My favorite.
Have you guys still been eating your bowls and your smoothies?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Harvesting on the daily.
See the catch line. So go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code FRIENDZONE to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code FRIENDZONE for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. Well, y'all are going to... Actually, I'm going to pick... I don't want to say a funny one because that sounds disrespectful.
Good, use that one.
Let's see if y'all remember it. So do y'all, hold on, I'm trying to pull it up. Do y'all remember?
Don't laugh like that.
No. Do y'all remember Profile?
Yes, with a Y.
Liar?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Cut that shit on right now.
Come on now.
Why did that song come to my mind? You can go, that's the dough. You're
nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the car, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the cars, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but... Shout out to Profile, baby.
Yo, y'all remember
the harmony
them?
There.
Nothing but.
Amazing.
Do y'all remember them?
I remember that song.
I remember Profile.
It was, made me laugh because I was like, why did that even come to my mind? I don't even know. But that was in 2000. They were signed to Motown Records, which I didn't know. And they're out of Shreveport, Louisiana. So Louisiana, y'all got you one.
Wow. Shout out to Shreveport. Shout out to Shreveport.
Yo, that part, though, used to have me dead when he was like, what is it? Heartbreak.
You're nothing but a liar, a mistreater, a deceiver, a heartbreaker. And I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the cars, the kids, and the dog. I want it all.
Yeah. How you gonna say the house, the cars first, and then the kids and the dogs?
Right,
right. Right. How you lump the kids and the dogs together? All you bitches, come on.
All right, who has one next?
I got one.
Shout out to Profile. I don't know where y'all are at, but y'all did that.
Yes.
They sure did. And this next person I'm about to bring up,
yes,
they did this too. Y'all know I love R&B. The 2000s and the early 2000s, I should say, brought us some of the best R&B ever created. So this person, this song really don't need no introduction. Y'all might not remember his name, but you damn sure remember his game. He's spitting this song. Here we go.
It's for all my ladies. I know you're thinking, yo, it sounds like a lullaby, right? But this is for you. Get into it. It's true. I got your legs spread all over the bed. Hands clenched in the sheets. Hair wild as hell, I know. The only thing on your mind is sex and me, girl.
Yeah, I ain't even gonna let it get to that chorus. Okay, you got to do it on your own, but that was none other than Avant.
Was he considered a one-hit wonder?
Well,
was he?
He did some, you know, a few things, I believe. People enjoy. But I love that song, okay? And Avant then gave a lot to R&B music. And yeah, so, you know.
Oh, and he has the one with Kiki Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. I wonder which one of them kids she had after she did that song. Kiki Wyatt got so many children.
And she's pregnant now, right?
I'm not surprised, but damn. Like,
I hear that. It's like half your life.
A factory over there, ain't it?
I Jesus. Love Avant, though.
Me too.
Avant, flowers to you.
Yes. Shout out to Avant. Making good love. You. He had a bunch of songs. He got a song called Love School. That was the jam. He got a bunch. Avant got some songs. So shout out to Avant.
I really have to be honest. I never sat with his discography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I only know like the singles. Same. Maybe like a couple songs. I'm going to do that. I'm remember to do
go
that.
Go down to the Avant rabbit hole.
Right?
All right. So my first one's not necessarily a one-hit wonder, but it's going to parlay me into the next person that has a hit. Maybe they have a hit. I'm not sure. You know, I listen to a lot of random ass R&B.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to play this person. I'm going to tell you who this person is, and then I'm going to tell you who the other person is after I play this and why I chose this song. But this is Lloyd. He has this song. And, right. And like I said, Lloyd's not a one-hit wonder. He's just probably not as popping right now as he was at one point. So you
I
know,
do think he's underappreciated.
He shouldn't have cut his damn hair.
Super underappreciated.
That's it's just the facts.
Because he's so good.
He cut his hair and we was like, oh, what are we going down?
Stop it.
So Lloyd.
I love Lloyd.
The reason I say it, I'm not talking about him because he has a massive catalog. Like there are tons of songs that I could have chose, but I'm choosing this song called All I Need because it leads me to another artist that did this song. I don't know who did the demo for who, but I'm going to play you Lloyd's first and then I'm going to play the other artist. And I don't think one's better than the other, but the other artist was somebody who also had a catalog that I listened to. And I'm like, well, where the hell is he? So I'm going to play the Lloyd version first. This is the song. It's called I Need Love.
One time. Two times. Three times. But I dream. Check it. I promise that I won't be wasting your time. I'm trying to give you everything that's mine. You're my counterpoint and I'm trying to draw the line. And if I'm wrong in hell, let me be blind. Be my baby, be my girl, be my shawty, be my world. Be my any and everything that I adore. This future of ours, baby, I'm really looking forward to. Oh.
So that's the song. The song is called I Need Love, but it was also done by an artist named Sterling Sims.
Oh, yeah, I know Sterling Sims.
Of course, man,
I don't know what it was, but Sterling Sims had a project. I don't know if it kept getting shelved or what, but I was waiting for that bitch to come out so hard. And then, you know, because it was, this is back when peer-to-peer sharing was becoming a thing, somebody leaked it, and I was like, thank God. Like, I wish he would have been released from his label or whatever the problem was, but I wanted him to blow up so bad. But this is the Sterling Sims version of the song. It's featuring Jada Kiss. But the song is called All I Need, his version. But in parentheses, I said, it says I need love. But the Sterling Sims version.
Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Oh, one time. Come on. Two times. Let's go. Three times. And bring it back one time. Promise that I won't be wasting your time. I'm trying to give you everything that's mine. You're my counterpoint and I'm trying to draw the line. And if I'm wrong, then hell, let me be blind. Be my baby, be my girl, be my shorty, be my world, be my idiot, everything that I...
So I just wanted to
now
play.
I want to know the background.
Because one thing I was obsessed with, I was always obsessed with either listening to demos or when I saw like leaked versions, and I would not even compare them to see who did it better. But just to be like, all right, so I would take this version's part and put it here and like just make my own like version mashed up.
But I want to hear the backstory, because a lot of the times it reminds me of what happened to me as an artist, where I had so many songs and then they just got taken by bigger artists.
Yeah.
That the labels were like, bitch, nobody knows who you are. So and so wants it. It's our record now.
All of that. Because it has to be hard as an artist to like come up with a song and either sit on it or it not resonate with you at one moment, but then become like everything to you in another moment, because you know you revisit your art at different points in your life. But then for somebody to come in and try to take your art, or you give it away and then you're
a lot of times it's not even that you're sitting on it, it's just that someone heard it. Producers tend to play demos before you know it, they get the song just taken.
Like somebody's like, oh, what's that you was working on? I overheard. And they're like, oh, yeah, let me play this for you.
Man.
And like, oh, I want
just
that.
The worst. Remember, didn't that happen to Bridget Kelly with Frank Ocean?
Yeah.
Where it was it the dad? No, it was, he wrote it for her? I don't even know what the
you
backstory is.
You know, he stole the shit out of it, too. You know, he's like,
but
I'm
I would have been
bitch.
Sick if I had released that and you going to release your damn demo knowing
Man,
that you're right. a bigger artist.
I've been thinking about you
that.
Stealing my damn song. That's what I've been thinking about.
I would have been so heated. Ooh.
When I tell you, it was like he leaked, or like, I don't know if he leaked, but all like 60 pack of demos that came out, and then they had that Brandy song on one of them and all that shit. I was like, well, goddamn. Like,
Denim,
I think it was.
I forget what it was called.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
His name, Lonnie Bro.
Oh,
Lonnie
oh, yeah,
Bro pack.
Yeah, that,
it had
that,
like 50 songs on it. I remember that.
The Lonnie Love pack had 50 songs on it.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Lonnie Love, with your listening ass. We know you listening. Hey, boo.
Hey, Lonnie Love.
Hey, Lonnie Love.
Hey,
Lonnie Love.
The new LL.
Right, Lonnie Love.
All right, friend, what else you been listening to?
So let's take it to New York for a second.
Hey, welcome to New York, where we don't play.
She like them boys up top from the BK.
So let's take it to the Bad Boy era.
Okay, yes.
Ooh.
Which I need a girl. Are you going to use Loom?
No. This is someone who definitely got no love. Nope.
Oh, Donnie Klang.
No, that's sad that we could list off a lot of people.
Dream.
Y'all ready? I'm just going to play it. Come on.
Man. They
actually,
could have
let
sold that
props.
To Popeyes for the chicken sandwich.
The things you do.
They could. That's a missed opportunity. Where is she at?
Keep running to you.
The chicken sandwich. They could have did that.
So she's from Jersey. So let me give the proper props.
Okay.
She's from Jersey. And that was back in 96. Her album was Nobody Does It Better.
Wow.
And that was when Missy produced it, which is a, can you imagine your debut single has Missy and Diddy?
Wow.
So that's amazing. I do wonder what happened though.
Yeah.
Because that single was huge.
She must have meant what she said. Nobody does it better. And if you don't believe me, watch this.
No. That's it.
She meant that. I love it.
But that beat is super hard.
And it's iconic.
Do you remember the video where she was like on the bench in the park?
And they was in that car.
Iconic. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yo, anyway, so Gina Thompson.
She had a dope ass haircut too, low key.
She was popping.
Gina Thompson was the shit.
I wonder where she's at now. I'm trying to find her on Instagram.
What or not?
Dustin, who you found?
Oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Okay, well, I'm going to take it all the way back to 1982.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And I'm also going to take it over to a white song because I feel like, you know, there's so many songs that just matter. This one, I'll tell you the name of it later. This is one of those songs where you probably don't know the name of it and you probably don't know the artist, but you've heard the song. Here we go. Yeah, baby.
Why is this such a Dustin song?
Yeah, baby. So that song. I swear. Okay. That song is from 1982. It's called Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners.
Wow.
Very popular song, right?
Dexys,
D-E-X-Y, which actually Dexy is a dope name.
It
you know,
is
put
a dope
that
name
on your list. But right. Anyway.
Dexys Midnight Runners.
Dexys Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen. And I fell in love with that song when I watched the movie Tommy Boy. Back in the day, and they were playing that and singing it in the car, and I was like, oh my god, I love this.
That is so funny.
Yep.
That's
everybody
a throwback.
Knows that song. Yes.
Come on, Ali.
Tommy Boy. I swear, well, it means at this moment.
That is totally articulate. Your energy signature. Yeah. I love it.
All right. Well, this is a dance slash electronic pop song.
Feel So Good by Sonic.
No. Oh, that's
I love
a good
that
one.
Song.
That is a good one.
And that's what keeps me high. Higher than I've been before. And you too. Like that.
Yes, that's a good. That's a really good one.
My bad.
No. That's a really good one. So this artist is Santa Esmeralda. I think I've talked about this before, but I heard this on the Kill Bill soundtrack.
Not familiar.
Oh my God. So did you watch the first Kill Bill?
I've never watched any of
You've
the Kill
never
Bill.
Seen good. Kill Bill.
No.
Kill Bill is a crazy ass movie. But RZA, he did the album.
Oh, like, nice. So, oh yeah, because him and Quentin are like good friends.
Yeah, so you know, that was a thing. But anyway, this song, I heard it on the album and it's like 10 minutes long and I fucking love it. Like, I haven't played it in a while, but if you ever hear me playing this song, just know, I guess this nigga think he finna get in the zone right quick. But this song is called Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. It's the Esmeralda Suite. Unfortunately, I don't have all 10 minutes to play it, so I'm gonna just play like a little bit at the beginning. But it repeats a lot of it. But like the band just starts getting like harder and harder in the middle of it. And he just gets so much passion and soul building into it. I just love this song. Here we go. I'm clicking the link, so hopefully it'll load right on time. So there's like a whole, you know, like the band, it breaks down, and then he's like breaking down his part where he's like, alone and I love you. And then like the band plays some more.
But what'd he say?
And I love you. But the best part is, and I love you.
This nigga was dead serious though. He's like, there's a part where he goes, and I love you.
The nigga had so much passion when he did it, so I felt that. Okay, that passion transferred. But I brought that song up too because John Legend did a cover of that song.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so
hell yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah,
shit.
So everybody's covered that damn song. So every time I hear it, it's amazing. But that was like one of my favorite ones of it. So yes, that's what I saw, or that's what I listened to. Brandon, what about you? What else you been listening to?
All right, so I'm going to take y'all to 2006.
All right. Okay.
To a grime artist that came
grime.
Out.
Grime. Okay, okay.
Back in the day, a grime artist came out, an English grime artist. This was her sixth single. I'm like trying not to laugh playing it because I know y'all going to be like, shut up.
I feel like I already know who you're going to play.
Who? Let's see if you guess.
Is it Lady Sovereign?
Oh my God, you didn't
guess. I knew it.
Do you remember that song?
You know I do. Go ahead, play it. Officially the biggest midget in the game. I don't know. Made way for the
you guess who I was
you know what, because in my mind I was like, this could be one of two people, right? So Dizzy Rascal was my first guess. Do you know who Dizzy Rascal is?
I do. Yeah,
that was D-I-Z-E-E.
Yeah,
D-I-Z-Z-E-E.
I was like, she could only be about to say Dizzy Rascal or Lady Sovereign, and I don't know how.
Do you remember the summer how that song was fucking massive?
Man,
it was playing all over. I feel like it was all over TV, so it's always been stuck in my head. You know how you have those random ass songs that are just like eternally stuck in my head? That Frank You.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. So Lady Sovereign. I actually wonder if she's still putting out songs.
That was a good selection.
Wasn't that good?
That was good.
I cannot believe
I love that I guessed it with no clue, like a barely a clue. I was like, yes.
That's my white contribution, my white radio.
Oh, damn. I should have did. Oh, okay, I'm going to get one on the next round.
Your next round, next round. Dustin Ross.
I think
was. All right, so in the vein of black female rappers, okay, and black girls rocking, all right, I thought it would be dope to highlight someone who doesn't really get mentioned in the conversation as much as I personally would like for her to. She's a really dope artist named Jean Grey.
Y'all love Jean Grey, right? Yeah. You're right, though. She don't get her flowers.
She doesn't, and she really should because her pen is, like, sick. So on her album this week, she has a song called Whatever, and I love this song. It's one of the most beautiful hip-hop love songs ever. We're going to play 45 seconds of this bitch.
Let's do it.
Not her, the song. So hold on. Right, because I'm not, I didn't mean, no disrespect.
No, we know how song. You meant it.
Hold on 1 second. You know, sometimes when two people are in love,
much more fun. What's better than that, really? Some was like, feel me? I was all nah. Catching feelings, truly upset when he had to go. School me on the ways of catching a maid guard. I'm matching a date cause I'm lacking skills. A Mac is smaller than an iPod. I'm kidding. I know the Mac and his rules. Was tacking on the wifey latches since backpacking at school. But he's different though. Feel him more. Can't play it simple, no. Can't fuck up the friendship for them dimples, nope. I need to enter a space and probe his endoscope. Just like I'm vanity.
Damn, she's so tight.
Nice little clip. It's such a, I love a good rap, hip hop love song. I love to hear rappers convey those kind of expressions of love and romantic interest through rap. I love that. I love that expression. Always have been. That's why I love your love. You know what I'm saying?
I love her tone too.
Yeah. So shout out to Jean Grey. The song is called Whatever. And you can play that when you want to impress like a date or something. You know what I'm saying? It kind of sparks the vibe. And then you get into that corny conversation. Oh, you like, well, what else do you like? And then y'all can battle over the YouTube before you know it.
Cute date ideas. No, you didn't.
Oh, my God.
Sante.
All right. So I'm going to play. We talked about this artist before. I'm going to play. And I feel like I played these two things before. But this going to lead me into the artists who don't get these flowers. I want to play the male version first because you already know who the actual artist is. So I want to know if you remember the song. So I'm going to play the song first. So this is Corey Williams. Have we talked about him before?
I don't think
Corey
so.
Corey Lateef Williams?
I don't think so.
Okay. Sounds like a community activist.
Okay, good. So I'm going to play the
Corey
song
Corey Williams
first.
Is speaking at the...
now, friends, since it's... Now, since it's him singing, feel free to sing in if you recognize the song, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All this.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Huh.
Sing. Come on. Girl, I trust you and all, but I've been here before you. You remind me of pain, but I can't ignore you. Never met you, girl. I try my best not to think of you.
I try.
A silly game to play just to eventually just lose you.
I'm gonna
change all the time. I'm never things for so long.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do well with all of my mind. Just to let you slip away.
Don't break my heart.
Oh, man. You know I love that song so much.
First of all,
I was very happy that episode when they kept playing it over and over and over because the girls were rehearsing to it.
First Danny of all, yes. Right? Yes. First of all, there are a million rabbit holes I can go
Woo!
Down here.
Cherry Dennis.
But before I get to her, let me just say Ryan Leslie, because I guess that was the demo.
He needs a whole episode just
Ryan
himself.
Fucking Leslie. Is someone he's one of the reasons that I moved to New York just because like his artistry, his hustle, the way he picks songs,
remember
the way
we
he
saw
does
him
music.
A couple
yes.
weeks ago.
Yes.
Y'all did?
Dude, we were walking,
yeah, walking
to
down,
the train from
yeah.
here and he was across the
I'm
street
like,
just
oh, shit,
walking.
That's Ryan
and
Leslie
I looked over,
there.
I was like, is that not Ryan Leslie?
Like,
and we both just
we're like
were stuck. Like he's just walking.
I met him once many, many years
I
ago.
I really wanted to run over to him and be like, I fucking love you. You're amazing.
I met him many, many moons ago and he was so fucking nice. And there is nothing like you meeting somebody that you know really ain't got time for your shit.
Didn't
and they
someone
just be
steal
dope
his
as fuck.
Laptop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing about it. But
and
his
Cassie.
So yes, Ryan Leslie.
Well, two people stole that.
And you know what? I'm gonna come back around and play a Ryan Leslie song in a minute. But that song right there. You know, that's a hell of a song. And Sherry Dennis, she's somebody that I really wanted more for.
Me too, because she actually, Sherry Dennis, don't get me started on, Color My Picture of Love.
Oh, Love, Love, Love.
Ooh, that's the jam.
And that mixtape she dropped, the like drug one. You
yes.
know what I'm talking about?
Yes, friend.
You know what I'm talking
friend.
About? What was it called?
Coke. Mellow Coke. Mellow,
Mellow Coke or
hold
something?
On, it was like, because it was her and was it the producer?
Cherry
Mellow
Coke.
X?
Is that what
Cherry
it was?
Cherry Coke, and then I think Drugs was a track on there. Hold on, I'm about to look
that
this up right
mix now.
That
mixtape or EP, whatever it was, man, I remember having
when she
that
came
on
with
repeat.
That, she sounded so different and dope. I was like, people are
it
really
was
missing
edgy,
out.
And it kind of showed her versatility as an artist.
And if you really play it back now, it's Cherry Coke and Mellow X.
Is it on? It's, where
it's
are you
X-Coke.
At on Spotify?
I'm looking on YouTube at some of these tracks coming up.
Yo, if that's on
hold
Spotify,
on,
I'm going to freak out. Let me check out.
Yeah, check. Leah, look at that while I play this. Yo, so that's when Sherry Dennis became.
Wait, what was that project called?
So this is on this is the X/Coke project. So X Coke. But it's when she became known as Cherry Coke as opposed to Cherry Dennis.
See?
So Cherry Coke is that was her name in the streets.
I don't think it's on Spotify.
I remember listening to it on SoundCloud.
Did you look up Cherry Coke or Cherry Dennis?
Cherry Coke.
You on SoundCloud now?
Yeah.
Is it up there? Because
I don't see it. And she spells Cherry C H E R I, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's on here. Cherry Coke. Oh.
I don't see it.
What, the machine is
look,
out?
Here. No, I was following her and I was looking at the
ain't no Cherry Coke.
No.
But that's SoundCloud.
Shut up. Yeah.
Oh no, I was looking on Spotify.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was saying it's on SoundCloud.
Oh well, I mean I'll find
it
on SoundCloud.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, that project. I'm so excited we brought that up.
Yes.
That is like
Cherry
such
Dennis,
a vibe, man.
AKA Cherry Coke now. I'm still listening now. So if you put some more music out, I'm still listening.
She's about to take me back. But actually, let's stick to 2002.
2002.
I'ma stick to the rappers.
Hey.
Miss Jade.
Oh, okay, wait, get your big head on the floor or
really it could be three songs from that
whole that ting, ting, ting.
So remember it was her 2002 Girl Interrupted album.
Yes
that she did. She had the Ching Ching record with Nelly Furtado. Yeah. Feel the Girl.
Yes.
And Big Head. I don't even know which one I should play.
I don't know either, but shout out to Miss
J. Get your big head on the floor. Get your big head on the floor.
With Timbo and Missy. They were all over that
project. Seeing them hummers in the video and
so Miss Jade is hails out of Philly.
Okay.
Oh.
I love that we're like repping every city in this episode.
So she was like the Eve Eve.
The Eve Eve.
Oh my God.
You know that's the title.
Shout out to Philly.
That's the title of the episode.
Oh my God.
So I'm gonna play, I think I'm gonna play Ching Ching.
Yeah, play that one.
What about it?
Came down with amnesia, ran the yards in the meters, nothing but hate in between us. Now you come popping and shit, nigga, I made you rich. Introduce you to Chris, flipped and secured your bricks, even though them kids ain't mine. Let them call me mommy, I deserve them diamonds. Stripped the Bahamas and Porsche riding, I washed your clothes. Put up with your hoes, never fucked up your dough.
Ooh, Miss Jade, yes. She's another one. I mean, the fact that she dropped three big ass singles like that off of her debut album. Like, yes. What happened? Why do y'all think she didn't catch fire after that?
I don't know, but can you play the other one too, please?
Which one?
Big Head. Get your big head on the
floor. Get your big head on the floor.
Just because I want to take it right back right after that and play another Timbaland song or a produced song.
Okay.
Just that it reminds me of that era too.
Got you.
Okay, so
Miss Jade, where you at?
So that takes me back to also the year 2001 with Bubba Sparks.
Oh shit!
Because remember Timbaland and them, they was pushing artists out. They was like really on that sound.
But Bubba was amazing, and it was random because I was like, I'm really blasting this country white boy rapping.
He had this song where he'd be like, to see you coming round the bend. I just can't think of anyone that can make me smile like you can. And I used to love that song so
much. Wait, you're being serious?
Yes, it's a song by Bubba Sparks called Coming Round.
Yeah. You were
for real. Yeah.
You were like, oh, Lord, here he go.
Yeah.
He about to sing a country about some bullshit. Right.
Making this up. Yeah. I thought it was Lil Nas X.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie.
Don't you be a meanie.
Listen, okay, so this is Bubba Sparks. This is Ugly. Which the
oh, my God.
You remember the production on this?
Of course.
Oh, my God. It's
honestly,
Ugly.
I was a huge fan.
Oh, my God. You know, he was a Georgia boy, so, you know, wasn't Atlanta. Georgia but, you know, boy. Still Georgia, so we still ride. Here we go.
Shit, I ain't choose the rhyme. Rhyming chose me. So I hit the track running like a nosebleed. Life ain't great now.
but it's much improved. Your album dropping this summer, that sucks for you, cause this is Bubba's moment. I put my mother on it, I said my mama, it seems as if I love her, don't it? So buckle up, cause it's gonna get bumpy. I call my girlfriend's Bettis and my shit's grumpy. That Bubba talk got you open wide. I giggle outside the booth, but ain't no joke inside. This is complicated, at least to y'all it is. Just let me sell 50 million, then I call it quits. But until that day, y'all in deep doo-doo. I never once saw you cranking, cause I just sleep through you. What you need to do is just admit you love me. The South has always been dudding, but now it's getting ugly.
Somebody said that's what was playing when OG walked on the set for the basketball where I was. Oh,
it's getting ugly.
I don't even know who
and
that is.
Up in here, up in. Oh my God, that's
please
terrible.
Please don't pull it up.
No,
so
I will
since
not.
I got skipped, yeah. I'm gonna go on and do two songs.
I was just taking it.
No,
back
we'll
for...
go this way.
Yeah. So. It's fine. I'm still gonna do two because that brought up a Bubba Sparks song. But I already got my time stamp set for this next one. So then we're gonna dial back. But yeah, so you know, I'm gonna take it back to 2001.
Ooh, what a time.
There was a rapper who was really popular who had been featured. She's a Memphis rapper. She was featured on Chicken Head with Project Pat. Her name is Lachette.
Yeah.
And she dropped her own body of work called Motors,
name,
Murder, man. She Spoke, right?
Lachette. So
and
dope.
So there's a song, the opening track is called Don't Sang It. And I feel like it really establishes who she is as an artist and a person. So I want to play a little clip of that for y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, let's go.
So yeah,
nice.
Just a nice little clip. She said she was a stout bitch, but she packing a fat ass beer belly. So I just thought that was
that's
defining.
That's my next IG caption.
Shout out to Jazz. And this is the Bubba Sparks song Coming Around, because I ain't heard this in years. Ooh, y'all, I ain't even thought about
I'm
it. So just
excited.
Listen, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
The spirit like of the new South.
Yes, sir.
Sooner or later.
I just can't think of
one way or another
that can make me smile like you can.
There's a portion of the South in the spirit of the song. Keep following the fiddle, it'll never steer you wrong. I've lived a lot of life, so my
really, right? Hey guys, so that's Coming Round by Bubba Sparks.
All right, so I'm gonna take it to the do y'all know who the very first male R&B singer was to sign to Rockefeller Records?
No.
And he's from South Carolina.
Luther Vandross. Wasn't Luther Vandross on Rock Nation?
No.
Oh.
Damn, I don't know this. I'm mad.
You don't know?
I feel like I know. I'm going to know when you
I mean,
play,
you know
I'm,
the song.
I'm so mad. I don't
okay,
know.
Y'all ready?
You about to say Jimmy Cozier?
He was on.
I love
know.
Jimmy Cozier.
I just said his name.
Yo, Jimmy Cozier.
Jimmy Cozier had
what
some
was
shit.
His single?
Sometimes I love her. Sometimes I love her not.
Oh, shit.
Something.
So was he talking about
she's
her foot?
All I got.
Is it true that he was talking about her bunion when he said, sometimes I love
okay,
her not?
Okay, friend, play your song, please.
Was it a K on
friend,
the end?
You know we're going to have to play Jimmy Cozier
I'm about to, I'm
after.
A, I'm going to cue it
you
up.
You pull it
I'm
up. Okay,
it up.
So here's mine.
Now I need addition. This is Rockefeller for life. 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 I pulled my parts with the honey's haul. It's gotten even worse now that the money's wash. Like a letter, y'all, the 9-8 find me straight. Good health, can't complain about my financial state. What else? Guess tomorrow knows. I run through chicks like borrowed clothes. I'm the type of nigga your father opposed. Have a test, Jay, follow the codes. Essay, on my best day, I'm like God with a flow. Bless me.
Baby, why are you chasing that man? Knowing that he can't love you like I can. I guess you'd rather chase instead of feeling what's real inside. I got got to thinking, and I hope you realize
all this love for free. Better come and get it.
Hurry, hurry, hey.
Please don't take too long.
Baby, why are you chasing that man?
Okay.
Talk about an opening line, yo, okay?
Yeah.
Yo, Rel. Love Rel, for Free. Yeah. Yo, I used to play that record out. He's another one that I'm like, he had a huge first single, debut single. It's Rockefeller. He had Jay-Z on the record. Like, what happened?
Wow.
What the fuck happened?
But we never know. You know, it could be so many factors.
Amen.
Let's do one more round.
I love that phrase.
Well, I'm about to play Jimmy Cozy if that's gonna be my one more round.
Oh, well, he can be the bonus because we just brought him up randomly.
Okay, well, I'm gonna play him and then I'm gonna play my other song.
Okay.
All right, so this is him.
I wanna tell y'all about my old lady. Sometimes I think she's really crazy. She blacks out at the drop of a dime, but she's still my baby. She likes to get into confrontation with me, testing her patience to see how far she can go before I lose my head. Sometimes I love her, sometimes I love her not. I ain't letting her go, cause she's all I got. Although she nags me and complains a lot, I ain't letting her go. No, no, no.
I had no idea that was an abusive
song. She blacks out.
But whoever produced
the confrontation.
But they produced the fuck out of that.
Ooh.
Sometimes.
I was like, oh, okay, shit.
Oh, shit.
I ain't letting her go.
That was good. Damn, Jimmy Cozier, he's another one.
Right, where the hell he at?
Where you at, Jimmy?
Where you at?
Dustin, right. What's your last one?
Oh, damn, it's my turn.
It's your last one.
Well, since it's my turn, I feel like I will do the right thing and go out with a bang, meaning an R&B singer from 1986. This is a classic. Most people know this song. We're going to let the whole first verse ride because fuck it. Here we go.
Before you left me, I had it all. You were with me.
Okay, shit.
Shout out to the OG Shirley Murdock. Woo. Go On Without You. One time for the drag queens of America. One time for the aunties, the mamas, the grandmamas, that's the babies. All of them played that. Yes. And every woman that ever was a hoe know who Shirley Murdock is. Because she also had another song called As We Lay.
Yes.
Okay, y'all know what's that.
Classic. Oh, my God. That got made over how many
look
here. Times?
Listen, you know there's going to be morning. Another era where these kids do it. Okay, you know it's going to come back in the rotation.
Oh, I'm waiting you for, know, what's his name that be doing all the
Bryson
90s?
Bryson Tiller
one. No, the rapper singer one.
The other one, Tory Lanez.
There we go.
Yeah, yep. See?
I'm waiting.
You know it's coming.
You waiting to hear Tory Lanez go,
all right, friend, what's your last one?
All right, my last one. So I got to take it to the neo soul era.
Yes.
There's no way we could not have neo soul love. So I'm actually going to take it to Dustin's home turf.
All right. Detroit. Dwelle?
Nope. And this is 1998. It's a woman. And if you know this song, then you are a
Monica
true,
Blair?
Nope. You are a true blue music head. Because anytime I brought this up,
minute,
I think I've only seen one person mention this on Twitter.
Song.
I know XD knows because XD is XD.
Oh, well, if XD knows, then Dustin might know it.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Davina, yep.
That's all. Look,
that's
I got
now
chills.
You went old school.
I went back.
You
back.
Went old school.
And you know what's bugged out through looking her up? I didn't realize that her debut single actually dropped in 84.
Oh, wow.
I was like, holy shit. It was called Build Me Up Buttercup. And then I guess the Come Over to My Place in 98 was like what really propelled her during that neo soul sound. But it's interesting how artists like just be so ahead of their time.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how many artists we know that they were just ahead of their time. So I'm glad she was able to find her pocket still in the late 90s. But that record, it's Come Over to My Place by Davina.
XD
and then
would know.
He absolutely he would know that. Know, I guarantee
he
XD,
would know
if
that.
You're listening, I know you know it. And then So Good was her other single that was huge too, and it was really, really, really
bomb.
It was so good. Mm. I love Amen. One of the. I love that song because like nobody ever knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But she's so good.
Yes,
she
friend.
Was bomb. She had these like honey blonde locks, and she was from Detroit.
Shout out to Detroit.
Shout out to hey. Detroit. Shout out to the neo soul movement too.
Yeah,
that changed my life.
I just knew you was about to play some Dwelle when you said neo soul from Detroit.
Man,
too
like-
easy.
I feel like I always play him. People already know how I feel. Wait, Dwelle's from Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. 313 in the house.
Detroit
yeah.
don't play when it comes to music.
Or
man.
Hair. yeah.
Shout out Castro. Asante.
My last one, right? All right. So this is going to be electronic music.
Okay.
It's going to be something y'all familiar with. You know, it's family friendly. It's going to be a throwback.
Crystal Waters.
Close.
Alice DJ. Better Off Alone.
Close. Okay. That's a good one. I'm picking. So Technotronic. This is Technotronic. You're going to know the song when I press play.
Spread your booty on the butter knife. Make my day. Yeah. How what?
How what?
Spread
your booty on the butter knife.
Pump it up.
While your feet are stumping. The jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at. And you find out if you do that.
Oh, wow. A play Tuesday.
Spread your booty on the butt and I
make my day. Oh, wow.
Over and over again.
Damn, you took me back. Wait, Dustin, what was your version?
Spread your booty on the butt and I make my day.
Oh, hell no.
And then you got to sing about the store where you get them sandwiches. Wow, wow. I pray Tuesday. Spread your booty on the butt and I make my day.
Wait, I want to put that as the title of the episode.
Spread your booty on the butter knife.
Oh, my God.
On the butter knife.
What was they talking about?
Okay,
on the
so
phone
you know who that reminded me of?
Who?
Do y'all remember K7?
K7?
I don't know if that was regional. Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember
baby,
come, baby, baby,
like
baby, come,
I
come.
I think they were Puerto Rican.
That was the jam, but I didn't know their name was K7.
Yeah.
Yes,
look,
that was the jam.
I just pulled
come,
it
baby, 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 come,
come, come, come, come. Woo! Oh, my God. Damn.
90s music. Let's kick it. Yeah.
Yeah, friend. But friend, this was their song though. This was they from New York.
Heidi Ho. Oh, Zungo, 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 Zing. Oh, my God. Yo. Oh, my God.
You know, they were the secular artists that they were backed by. Who was the group? They were backed by the Sounds of Blackness. That was like the secular artist that the Sounds of Blackness came out with.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, so like they were vocal trained by the Sounds of Blackness, like choir boot camps type shit. Like,
just lying. Oh, to just me. And I really believed. Did you see? I was like, oh my God.
That was Ann Nesby talking about some. That's Ann Nesby from the Sounds of Blackness. That sound like, be optimistic.
Uh-huh. Yo, you got me. I thought he was schooling me.
Give me that. When you asked if he's being serious, I was like, too soon to ask, friend.
You got me.
He was just about to get you.
Yo, he be
and
so
then got you.
Straight face, man. Yo, but K7, does it say what year that was?
93.
Damn, that means I was in elementary school, right?
Jan and still had a good ear for music.
Bro, I remember K7 because I had such a crush on all of them and we would be dancing our asses off in recess.
Yes.
Like, and they had another song that was like, Heidi, Heidi Ho, something like that. Heidi Ho, Heidi, Heidi, Heidi,
Heidi. Hey, yo.
You remember that?
Yeah. Fuck it up, friend.
Trying to remember.
Yeah, Heidi Ho. And it was on the Mask soundtrack.
Which soundtrack?
The Mask. Jim Carrey.
Shit.
The
That's
Heidi
probably
Ho song.
Why I knew them. That yo, that just took me. You ever get like such a deep memory?
Hey.
Low key, I feel like that was a theme song. Maybe not. Right?
Because she used to play on 30. One day she'll do the same to me, but for now I'm taking it easy.
And your mama is a hoe.
Hey.
Wow.
Wow,
friend, you hit that shit right
Yo,
on the head.
Yo, that's crazy. And why the hell was I singing the song he talked about? By Friday, she's having my baby.
Shit, okay. It was on the Mask soundtrack, so a lot of people's children was.
Woo, y'all just pulled out a deep memory. Wow.
Yo, well, you hit that one on the head with
K7.
Them now.
Yo, K7. If those of you listening, if you remember K7, please tweet me. We have to have this moment. Somebody has to know what the hell I'm talking
Somebody
about.
Somebody know K7.
Yeah, people gonna know that.
They
what
have
did y'all
to.
Do in
do
K2?
Do y'all remember K7?
Yes.
Yeah, come baby, come.
Do you remember how adorable they were? With like they used to wear jerseys.
No, I remember what they look like now. I remember hearing
super
the
Latin, just real Latin looking.
I'm with it.
Very Wash Heights, you know
Ooh,
what I mean?
Yes.
Yes. I do.
Wow. Okay, well, I feel like we did
one
the
for
whole
every day
episode.
Of the week, K7.
Okay.
My kind of carrying on.
Low key, this is a mashup of music and...
Yeah, we forfeited the Music Man segment. Because
This is a whole music episode, but this was really fun. Wait, you still have one last one, right? Or that
no,
was it?
I'm good.
That was it?
I'm completely... I mean, I can pull, so I can dig in the crate.
Listen, we done forfeited
DJ. That's my DJ. I can figure something out.
Go ahead,
dig in
the crate. Give us, because you know, you always got a little something, okay?
Oh well, my God, this episode excited me.
Yes, this was a good one.
So fun.
Always nice to reminisce.
And I'm going to be listening all week to that shit.
Ooh.
Watch that, going to come back out of nowhere. Going to be announced somewhere or something. You know, stuff
K7
like that always
reunion.
Happens.
I'm going to see if they have an Instagram.
All I know is if Cherry Coke come up out of somewhere, you know, I want to be hosting that or something.
Child.
Okay, so...
Uh-oh.
This song is not a one-hit wonder, but it's just a beautiful song, and we're going to give it up one time for New Orleans. Ooh. Here we go.
Why'd you do that? Shoulders, friend. Shoulders, friend.
You seen the video with that big
booty? Yeah, so shout out to Sissy Novi from New Orleans, who has one of the best bounce version covers of Rihanna's Kiss It Better, which is a forever song for me.
Yes.
So I feel like it was an appropriate song to close it out with.
Yes.
But open your legs and hips when you shake them and roll your ass to that beat.
And fuck your pride.
Baby bounce. Fuck your pride. Just take it on back. Just take it on back. Every time I hear it, I get upset because the song is such a passionate vocal that I felt would beget such a passionate visual. But we all know what happened. But I love that. So that's it.
I will hope that show would come back. Big Frida's show on Fuse.
Yes.
Remember?
Me too.
You know, he was on it. And the other, what was the other artist that would go, hey!
Katie Redd.
Oh, Lord.
That's not, I can't even do it.
Lord, please.
I'm trying my best to hold back. The Katie siren. Hold
he finna
on.
Do it. He finna do it. He got, you know, he got it in the bag.
I used to do it all the time until y'all remember. No, I'm not gonna do that to our listeners.
No,
I've grown.
No,
I'm not gonna do that to our listeners. I'm gonna do the Katie siren. So go ahead. Those of you that don't know, just look up Katie Redd.
And that ooh, is ooh, it. Ooh, please, just one time. It'll be the closer.
Go.
Simply.
So in TV news, since we're skipping the music and the Katie Redd siren. Oh, wellness.
No,
shit,
but
I forgot.
Wellness, the only thing I'm going to say is if do this for yourself too. Like, write down all the
Katie
artists.
Redd screen?
Well, aside from that. Write down all
the saying, what?
Write down all the artists that make you feel nostalgic, that you want to give flowers to. And you know what? If you can find them online, whether it's Twitter or Instagram, their Facebook, just send them a sweet message telling them, like,
what
I hope
did.
You're well.
Yes.
Thank you for, you know, such and such music.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for what you created. Just thinking of you, wanted to send love. Do a shout out. I just think it's really sweet. Something
and just say thank you.
Just say thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, make them feel remembered and like they really contributed to the music scene and are not forgotten in any way. Because think about all these artists we played today. How many of them are at home probably thinking that, like,
don't nobody care about
that? No
them.
One cares.
We didn't
you
even
know,
go
like
down
Lloyd
other
Banks.
Roads. I was going to go down. So, you
man,
know,
there's
I got
so many roads
so
we could have gone. But, you know, we'll do part two and part three of these.
Speaking of roads, sorry, mm-hmm. last
no,
one.
Go
I'm not going to play it, but y'all can look it up. Look up this song called All Roads by A. Marie. It was on her, on an album that only released in Europe. And it sampled How Do We Keep the Music Playing by James Ingram and Patty Austin, two of the greatest vocalists of ever in time.
Damn.
So just look up Amerie All Roads and thank me later.
Homework. You haven't
we ain't did
homework.
That in a long time.
A
get
long
your backpacks,
time.
Y'all. Homework. Amerie All Roads.
And
I
that's
love
it.
This song.
That's it for the wellness segment. Let's just spread some love online, especially in these times where artists are finding it hard to kind of find their way in this music scene.
And bring in the damn wind chimes, too, when y'all do the wellness segment
and bring
at home.
In the wind chimes.
Okay.
So, Dustin.
Fran, can you do me one favor, please?
Sure.
Like, one day when you do the wellness segment, surprise me randomly, but just be like...
To the Katie Redd side?
Bring in... yes. And...
imagine...
I
imagine this being like, now bring in the wind chimes.
Now
and then your
the
ass.
I was going to say that sometimes on The View, I've talked about it before on this show, where Whoopi Goldberg be like, hello and welcome to the damn View. So one day, can you, she does it randomly. So one day, can you
I
be like,
that
bring in the
she
damn
said,
wind chimes?
I got you. Give me one of those. totally forgotten months from now.
Bring in the damn wind chime.
I said that to Crystal and she said, I don't know. Did she say that? I don't believe that's it. Yep.
And I did a Twitter poll. Thank you, Crystal. Whoopi Goldberg said, hello and welcome to the damn wind. She stretched that leg out with that wooden clog with a with a gnome on the heel or something crazy. She stretched that damn leg because, you know, that one leg, when she lean in and she stretched that leg over the side of that edge of that stage, you know the shit is going down. She stretched that wood, that river dance mule. She stretched that river dance shoe out and said, welcome to the damn view. So can I just get that one time when you do the wellness?
I promise you. Thank,
bring in the damn wind. We all need someone to talk to. A person who can support us through rough patches or even the everyday ups and downs of life. Sometimes because of how your hair is looking. That's where Talkspace comes in. Talkspace is therapy for how we live today. Mobile, affordable, and available when you need it. Simply provide your preferences for therapy, and Talkspace will match with one of their 5,000 plus therapists the very same day. Then you can send your therapist unlimited text, audio, picture, or video messages from anywhere at any time. And 1 month of therapy on the Talkspace platform costs about the same amount as a single face-to-face session. Not that kind. No matter what you're going through, you're not alone. Join the more than 1 million who feel happier with Talkspace. I am a part of that number. And just like the Saints that went marching in, I am so happy to be in that number. I use Talkspace. Talkspace has more than 5,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing the challenges we all face. To match with your perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com and use the code ZONE to get $65 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's ZONE and Talkspace.com.
Now, Dustin,
yes,
please tell us what you've been watching over in TV land.
Well, I think that it goes without saying that this week, the first thing and really only thing that's deserving of our attention. Actually, that's a damn lie because there's two things.
Yes.
Let me get one out of the way now. David Makes Man on OWN is one of the best. People are making some phenomenal television right now. And David Makes Man is a new drama on OWN. It chronicles the life of this gifted student, adolescent in Florida, living in the projects. It's just him and his mom. He's never met his father, but he has an imaginary figure that he's created that he feels represents his father, and he talks to that figure sometimes throughout the story.
What?
Felicia Rashad, he buses to a magnet school far across town. There's like two or three buses he has to take. Felicia Rashad is one of the professors at his high school who has taken a personal interest in his success. And I know these themes kind of sound cliche or redundant. You know, we've heard this story before, but what we have not heard and seen before are the fucking performances. When I tell you, these actors and these actresses on this show, from the kids, he's got a little brother named JG, who is 9 years old and more gangster than a lot of you niggas. We meet him beating a boy up in the neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
They cuss each other out. They have quick, witty rapport with one another. I'm telling you, like, the performances, though, the dramatic performances that we're getting as this little boy literally comes of age. He's got so much responsibility on him because his mom struggles with, well, has struggled before with addiction issues. She's trying to find her way, devoted mother to her kids, and just willing to do whatever it takes to make her family successful. But there are so many moments. His friend, his best friend on the show, I don't want to say what's going on with him, but there's some really complex elements to his home life that are impacting him and even impact their little relationship, seeing these boys. I will say this part. There's one fascinating scene where these two boys have a fight, which is totally, opposite of what their relationship is. They're best friends at a private school. And as they're sitting outside the principal's office and the principals are talking about these things, I know I'm speaking really vaguely, but I don't want to steal. It's such a brilliant work of art. I don't want to take away the feelings that I got from you guys.
As it unfolded.
But instead of the two of them talking, we see their thoughts formed as like these just notes that are flying back and forth between the two of them as they look at each other. So their countenance and facial expressions are being interpreted as these thoughts that are incredibly specific and detailed.
Wow.
It's just such a This show, I'm blown away. And y'all know it takes a lot to impress me when it comes to...
What does it come on?
It comes on Tuesday nights on OWN. It's called David Makes Man. And it is, it is so fucking good. And coming off the heels of something as intense and just multifaceted as Euphoria was, this is the perfect follow-up because it's the same amount of thought put into the way that the story is told, but just in a totally different way. And I am completely blown away and satisfied. Watch David Makes Man. Their episode 5 comes on next week. So, or this week, I should say. So, okay. Yeah.
I have something new to watch.
I was so when you said Felicia Rashad. So
yeah, like, and but the thing, and even I don't even want to diminish like her role or what she brings to this, but
yeah, no,
the,
you saw me with everything else
the
coming
the way in that these kids are acting, Asante.
Yeah.
I am telling you, you guys, you're going to be like, they're going to win all of the awards. This, I think this may be the vehicle that brings the attention of the awards, the National Academy of Television. You know, I believe that this will bring that attention to OWN, which has several shows that should be considered. Queen Sugar, the performances are great. But this shit, David Makes Man. So just watch that.
Oh, I'm sold.
Second of all.
I'm going to start tomorrow.
Sold and sold again.
Right.
Speaking of being sold, baby, my girls are back.
Ooh.
Married
Star?
To medicine.
Oh,
married Star. To medicine, right?
Someone I should have talked about earlier.
It has returned for season 7. Y'all know this is a very important show to reality TV.
Yes,
the
it
ladies
is.
Of Married to Medicine, they gave a lot to reality
yes, they
TV.
Have.
And
really?
They're back.
And continue to do so.
There's a huge line drawn in the sand. This is going to be a very divided season for these women,
yes.
More than ever. You have Group A, which is Mariah.
Simone
and Toya.
Yeah.
And then you have Group B, which is Contessa, Heavenly, Quad, and Jackie. And Jackie sort of runs the middle as a neutral person who shows love to everybody, but she is a better fit with the other group, which is Quad, Heavenly, and Contessa. Here's why. And another thing I want to bring light to is Dr. Heavenly does these YouTube after shows every week. And it's perfect because she literally breaks down the episode and we find out things we didn't know. An example of that is in this episode, there's a huge blow up at the end where it appears that Dr. Contessa, who has so much more depth and so many more layers to her presence on this show and what she brings. But they decided to show a scene where she says, well, Toya, your husband is the definition of a big ass bitch. But what we find, so
what?
Yeah, so we see that but then we find out on Dr. Heavenly's right.
You didn't see that coming.
We find out on Dr. Heavenly's after show though that was said in response to Toya saying that about Contessa's husband first, and it makes perfect sense when we find that out because Toya, Mariah, and Simone really don't have anything going on. Yes, Simone is a physician, but that's literally going to work and coming home is all she does. Toya and Mariah ain't doing shit. They ain't done shit the whole time, all 7 seasons that the show has been on. Meanwhile, you have Group B, Dr. Heavenly, whose husband just opened a brand new surgical center in Georgia, okay?
Center.
Who has several successful dental practices, written books. She has a successful video podcast with Dr. Jackie called Open and Honest, where, and these things are really actually happening. It's not just shit that they're doing to look busy on the show.
Right.
Dr. Contessa, who's about to be dual boarded as a physician. She's going back to school. She was already an MD. She's going back to school to have a concentration on public health. She's about to get another doctorate degree. And then she wants to become the Surgeon General of the United States. Public health, as she's identified that as her passion. We see this on the show. We see her, you know, living and working during the week in Nashville and during her doing her studies, then coming home to be a mom with her kids, not missing special events, her and her husband figuring out their family structure. We see this. Mm-hmm. You have Quad, who divorced her no good ass husband,
yes.
Now has a successful talk show, a successful cookbook.
Glowed up.
And so many other things to come. You have Dr. Jackie, who has several successful medical practices in the city. Like I said, Open and Honest Radio, Fit is the New It Initiative, her new her table book that she comes that she came out with, her new fitness inspired book that she's coming out with. They're all doing things and actively just trying to better their lives. And even the conversations they have on the show, you kind of see that. Whereas the other group gets together and talks about them. So you add these people together and it's just a toxic combination. I am totally on the side of the working women in this group who have some sort of drive and ambition and don't sit up and just be negative and sour. So I'm also looking forward to talking about them. I feel like it's an open door for me to make fun of the way they look, the way they act, all that stuff, because they just don't have no sort of integrity on the show. So Married to Medicine is back. I could go into so many more details, but just watch it and we'll talk more as the season progresses. I don't even feel like I have to defend my favorites or really shine a light on the shortcomings of the other people on the show, because they're going to do it their damn self. So as the show progresses, we will be talking about this every week.
Yay.
Love, Married to Medicine, and that's it.
There was another show you want to talk about. You said there was two, right?
That was it. It was David Makes Man.
Oh, yeah, that was two.
And Married to Medicine. Yeah.
Okay,
y'all
next
have
week,
to watch that.
Next week, are you going to be talking about the reunion?
I mean, yeah, but I feel like he's referring to the Real Housewives of Potomac, for those who watch that as well. But I kind of feel like we know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be good arguments and bad looks. Yeah. They wore all white, and they literally all look like they are going to a saloon. I've never seen anything like it. Like, capes and lace.
But these are reasons why I got to ask. Though.
Yeah, everybody looked like a damn doily. I'm like, what the hell is this? And they really are the worst dressed housewives on Bravo.
Yeah.
And that's hard when you're amongst suburban white women.
Yeah,
it's hard to dress worse than a suburban white woman.
You would think. Just because they got coins.
It's hard.
Yeah. Where are they from?
Potomac. So the DMV area.
Yeah.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They dress like, you know how the word Potomac is just ugly with all them continents and, it's just an ugly word. They dress like the way the word looks. It's awful.
Is that the one? Oh, no. That's another one. I was like, is that the one Fancy's going to be a part of?
No, she's going to be on.
Fancy?
Garcelle Beauvais is the first black. You haven't heard?
No.
It was announced that Garcelle Beauvais is, and another white woman named Sutton somebody, but they're being added to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills next season. She's the first African American housewife on Beverly Hills, Garcelle Beauvais.
Are they gonna be nice to her?
They better.
Fuck that. She can handle them hoes.
So cute.
They better. They don't want none.
They don't.
Nobody wants.
They don't.
I don't even know who the cast is.
I already can tell she can handle her business, especially with. I'm happy. Thank you for that news. Mm-hmm. I'm so good. This is why we need you. Mm-hmm. You know. Oh. I'm sorry.
I broke the news.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
You did. You did, friend. You did. You right.
Look who was up on the changes in the casting of the Real Housewives.
I don't even know who the hell.
You don't even watch, but you definitely broke the news. Not even knowing.
I think it was Carrie. Shout out to Carrie. He was very excited.
Yes. That's really exciting. That's exciting news. Okay, last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I know you're about to go to your other segment.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched or heard of Beyond the Pole?
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
What's that?
It takes a lot for me to decide to, like, get to know characters and stuff. And I'm sorry, but just a show called Beyond the Pole. And when I saw the cast photo and shit, I was just like...
Where's that at?
I think they're in Atlanta.
No, which network?
Either OWN or...
It's definitely not on OWN.
Or WeTV. It's on WeTV. It's on WeTV.
Beyond the Pole. So I'm assuming it's strippers talking about life outside of it?
Pole vaulting.
No.
It's about getting comfortable in your singlet. getting comfortable in them tights and shit. That's what it's about.
Why'd you nod your head and go,
He hit it so quick and efficient. Just like,
just came in so damn fast. What the hell?
Super random side note. When I was in Miami at certain strip clubs and certain ones, they didn't clean their pole at all. And I was like, why isn't anyone cleaning the pole?
What'd you see on it? Smudges and smears?
Yes, all the smudges.
Smudges and smears and secretions. Oh my.
and I would see certain girls when they would try to do certain tricks and they would stop. And I'm like, you didn't wipe the pole right.
Cause they're
because of that friction would be hitting them at that certain angle. Shoot. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yes.
They gave a bitch two options.
Is that it for TV?
Stripping a loop.
Oh my God, I gotta work on my KDA siren. No, I don't.
Oh God.
Anywho. So here we go, y'all. Beyond the pole. The new gay story I've been writing on the show.
Oh my God.
A double entendre. Okay. It's time. It's time for episode 4.
Eve.
Okay.
Okay. I've got chest pain.
Woo. Okay, it's getting close to Halloween, y'all. Okay. Episode 4. Get it together.
It's real spooky, y'all.
I can't get in the middle.
Y'all being real spooky.
I can't even find my way back to the middle. I know you ain't think I was gonna let another week go by before y'all got to know me, right? I'm Corey. The best friend, like how Megan is the stallion. Ain't nobody else that matters. I pride myself on being the type of person who leaves awake when I exit a room. And I do that by being good at every damn thing I do. I'm a perfectionist, and nothing but the best is good enough. I apply that pressure to myself first, but only so that I can talk shit with confidence, which is the only way to do it. Speaking of doing it, I know old boy told a little bit of my business last week, so I figured I might as well speak for myself before any of y'all get the wrong idea about me. Sometimes, the more you let people talk, the further a false story will travel, and it ain't going down like that on my watch. Franco met me. I didn't meet him. He's not even my type, and to this day, I hate that I even entertained him. He walked into my office at the hospital with his mom, and I had to do a pre-screening interview, blah, blah, blah. I got a good job. Anyway, that part isn't important or legal for me to share. But I hadn't even looked him in the eye, really, until about 25 minutes after he'd been in my office. I was directing all the questions to the patient, as I should have been. His mama, who was still youthful and completely self-sufficient. Shorty was like 55 at the time, so Franco was really just kind of there for support. Anyway, I kept feeling this nigga staring at me while I was talking to his mom. That's normal, because they were listening to me. But when I finally did look at him to ask a patient advocate-related question, the way he was looking at me changed everything. So 4 years, one boyfriend, and two girlfriends, the next story. Later, Franco was the love of my life, and I definitely was the same for him. No matter who came or went, I knew all his secrets, and he knew almost all of mine. There was only one other person who knew a secret about me that no one else knew. And it was Ramon. And that secret belonged to only us. We'll see y'all next week for episode 5, where we get to the real root of the shit.
Just tell us.
Thanks
now.
For tuning in.
As always, we love you so much. Thank you for listening. And we'll catch you next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.